News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Solid fuel burning and transport emissions must be tackled to meet the country's air quality ambitions and protect public health. That is according to the Environmental Protection Agency, who today published its annual air quality report 2023. And joining us to discuss this is Patrick Kenny, who's the Senior Scientific Officer in the EPA's air quality team. Good morning to you. Can you give us just the headlines, I suppose? What is the situation in Ireland currently in terms of our air quality?
Good morning. Essentially, air quality is a public health issue. On cold, still evenings over winter, we've had a nice warm period during autumn, but we're now coming into late autumn and into winter. And on those cold, still evenings, we can see air pollution build up in small towns all over the country. And the pollutants in that air are impacting on our health. The European Environment Agency are estimating 1,600 premature deaths in Ireland due to air pollution. We've one of the highest incident rates in Europe of asthma. And we know as well from Irish research that which highlights that hospital admissions are higher after exposure to air pollution. What we burn impacts on us, our families and on our neighbours.
OK, so basically what you're saying is this is causing respiratory problems for people and indeed premature deaths. That figure has changed, that 1,600. It used to be, was it 1,300?
It was 1,300,
yeah,
yes.
So it's just climbing is what you're saying. It's getting worse. That's quite a big jump. That's almost 25%.
It has gotten a little bit higher. That this year has to do with the fact that the World Health Organization revised their health guidelines in 2021. So that's changed some of the underpinnings in the models that European Environment Agency use with the World Health Organization to generate those numbers. So because the World Health Organization are now saying air pollution is impacting a much lower concentrations, the overall number has gone higher.
Okay. So the lower concentration. So it's a bit like we used to say about alcohol or smoking. We used to kind of think that the safe limits, as it were,
yep.
I'm waving my fingers around in inverted commas here, but the safe limits were higher than they are. So what needs to happen? We need to hit hard on that smoky fuels ban all around the country. Is that the main thing that we're talking about?
What we're saying is that from a public authority and a local authority perspective, that enforcement by local authorities of the new solid fuel regulations is key to improving air quality, and local authorities needing to prioritise work in that particular area. I suppose for us ourselves as members of the public, that we know a significant number of households have more than one heating system. It's very important that you're warm and comfortable in the wintertime. A lot of houses have a primary heating system of oil or gas and then have a secondary solid fuel one.
Okay,
and
so are you talking about we turn on the heat but then we light the fire? Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. So if you're in a position to be warm and comfortable, and it's important that you're warm and comfortable, but if you're in a position to not use that secondary solid fuel heating system, particularly on those cold, still evenings, you're going to have a really positive impact on air quality in your local area.
So in other words, if you have a heat pump or if you have gas or if you would have whatever you're burning, that's one thing, but it does come down to the particulate matter, doesn't it?
So it is the
wood burning, the coal burning, the peat burning, the turf. It is that we're talking about, really.
It's these really fine particles. Again, you would line up 500 of these particles on a single human hair. So they're really fine particles. We can pull them, unfortunately, very deep into our lungs, where they have impacts on our lungs and on our heart. And indeed, much wider than that, because we do, I suppose, you're perhaps used to the EPA quoting these numbers from the European Environment Agency on premature deaths. The range of impacts from these pollutants on other aspects of our health is ever growing, including recent Irish research linking those particles with increases in depression and anxiety.
Goodness. OK, very lastly, I know transport emissions are also a contributing factor. Can anything be done there or is that just about cutting emissions and moving to EVs?
Again, if it's possible for you to choose to not use your car even for one day a week, you're going to have a positive impact there.
Okay.
If you're parking outside your school in particular, turn off the engine. If we can stop idling, that will have a positive impact on schools, where obviously they're some of our most vulnerable citizens.
OK, so just a lot of common sense in this, Patrick, really would seem to me. Thank you very much for coming in and joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. That is Patrick Kenny there, the Senior Scientific Officer in the Air Quality Team of the EPA.